Welcome to Shomach Shavah and the Dav, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Soito Dav Chof. The Mishnah of Amud Aleph brings Divrei Ben Azai that says, Chayav Adam Lamed is Bitoy Toiro. And then Abelazar says, Kol Amin Lamed Bitoy Toiro, Kiilu Loimdo Tifus. Teaching the Dora Toiro is like teaching Divrei Havai, not teaching real Toiro, teaching things that don't have any importance, that are not significant. And many of the Achronim point out that we have, the Gemara tells us, that Noshim Daisun Kala, the Das of Isha's Kala is light, they don't have the full Das, and therefore for them is not right to learn Torah, as we'll see in the Chafav on base, that the Torah gives a person to be Armumi, to be cunning. And when a person does not have the proper Das, so he can misuse the Torah. So the Torah Tmimo brings in the Devarim Perikudal Pasuk Yutes. He says, but we do find something else by woman. If you look at the Gemara, Nida, the Gemara says that Bino Yeseiro Nitra LaNoshim. Women have Bina Yeseiro, more Bina. How does that fit with this idea that Noshim Daisam Kal? Woman has Bina Yeseiro, so why can't she learn Torah? And what does it mean that she has Bina Yeseiro, but she has Daisam Kal? So the Torah Tmimo goes on to say that Das is what's called the Muskal Rishon. That's the first initial basic understanding. Bino is already Havana, understanding. When a person goes on to build buildings above his initial understanding. What a woman has, says the Torah Tmimo, they have great Bino. They can go and create a whole binyan. But the first Muskal Rishon, the first Havana, the first Tfiso, that's something they're lacking. And therefore, when they don't have that first muscular rishon, the first understanding, they have a problem connecting in Torah. But there's another way, maybe, to explain this. In the same derech, the Torah Tmimo goes, there's a difference between Bino and Das. And based on what Divrei Rabbi Sein explained to us, what is the chiluk between Bino and Das? And this is how I heard it from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zitzel. We know that in the sequence of a person's learning, there are three stages in way a person grasps something. And that's what's brought down already in the Torah. You have a Chachma, Bino, and Das. What's the chiluk between Chachma, Bino, and Das? So Chachma, as Rashi says in Chumash, is what a person is toifis, mirabbi, what he learns from his Rebbe. That's similar to what the Torah Tmimo said, the initial knowledge of anything. What do you know? Anything that a person knows, anything that a person grasps, that's Chochmah. That's the first thing the Rebbe teaches him, the basic thing. Then comes Bino. What's Bino? Bino is Mevin Dovor Mitoich Tovor. It's taking what you know and then building from it another building, another stage, Havana, another understanding. But that's still in the Seichel, hearing something and understanding it. Das means to connect to something, for it to be part of you. We know the pasuk says the Adam Yoda is Chavo. Adam had a connection to Chavo, a relationship with Chavo. Deya is when you have a personal connection to something. A person can learn and know a lot of things, but he needs to come and implement it and make it part of who he is, how he defines himself. It's not only to know something up there in his seichel, but it's for that to be part of what he does and how he acts in this world. That's what Das does. So it goes like this. Women have a Bina Yaseir. They can understand a lot. But Daitom is Kalo, meaning it's very easy to remove. The Gemara says that a woman, when she marries one husband, she acts one way. She goes and marries another husband, she acts a different way. She doesn't connect to what she knows so well. And the whole idea of Torah is for Torah not only to be some knowledge a person knows, but to be part of our day-to-day life. The Torah needs to permeate a person's actions and a person's midos and how a person conducts himself in the world. A woman doesn't have that ability. The way Rav Tzadik says it in the Devar Tzadik, a woman's basic understanding depends on her heart, because the Bina connects to the Lev, and that's not the idea of the Torah being part of a person's life. But we'll conclude with what the Chofetz Chaim says over here in Likutei Halachos. Says the Chofetz Chaim in a footnote, you should know, that's all when in earlier generations, when women were living in homes and they were connected to Yiras Shemaim through what they saw in the home, what they saw from the community. They had that connection. They didn't need the Torah. But today, the women don't have it. If you don't learn Torah, so then what will connect it to Yiddishkeit? We know that's what the Imam is. That's what he encouraged Sora Schneer to start the Beis Yaakov, because he felt that women don't have connection to Yiddishkeit. They need to something to connect to. And it's brought down in the name of a few G'doylim. It says that a person who teaches Torah to a woman is as if he teaches Tiflus. So therefore better not to learn Torah so she won't learn Tiflus. But if instead of learning Torah she'll learn Tiflus itself, she's going to waste her time on other things, so then of course it's better to learn Torah. Torah is only like Tiflus, but it's not Tiflus itself. Tiflus itself is worse than Torah. So in our generation where women need it, that's the answer for women to learn Torah. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava, email us to what's good, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.